The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And Jesus replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and thrown into the sea," and it would obey you. Now, this verse from this particular story has always plagued me in my discipleship journey. I don't like it because it feels really critical, right? It's like, Meredith, if you could just have a mustard seed, just have a tiny drop of water of faith in a sealed container, if you could have a speck of dust in a machine, if you could have just like that eyelash of faith stuck under your contact, right? The tiniest, tiniest bit of faith, then you could actually be a Christian. You just need to try harder, Meredith. Anybody else ever feel that when you hear this one? Now, I'm not sure that anybody told me these things, but a lot of times our churchy stuff gets pumped into our bodies without even realizing the messaging that we're hearing from the world. Now, every time I walk down the spice aisle and I look at a jar of mustard seeds, I don't cook or do anything with mustard seeds, so I had to specifically go buy those mustard seeds, because every time I see them, I think, man, I really wish Jesus had picked a much larger spice, right? Like, at least give me a bay leaf or something, Jesus. Now, if Jesus had said, "Hey, if you want to have faith and change the world, you're going to need a whole lot of faith, like a whole cow of faith. You're going to need an elephant of faith or a humpback whale. You're going to need a humpback whale of faith, and then you'll actually be able to do some good in the world," right? Then if I heard that, I'd feel like, all right, like, yeah, that's a little more to strive to. But a mustard seed, it doesn't take much to get to that mustard seed. Now, these days, with our nation and our world feeling more and more divided, even though we have the potential to be more and more united than ever, between the ways in which we use technology and transportation, the ways in which we could connect, right? We feel like we're bracing ourselves for whatever conflict is within us or within our relationships. Not knowing who is going to say what or in what way, that has us even more aware than ever of the ways in which we feel separated rather than united. And when I feel really stuck in this separation, this division, and this hatred, I need faith the size of a humpback whale, or the Titanic, or the pyramids of Giza, for anything to make sense. A mustard seed is just not gonna cut it. Now, for as much as I've internalized some of the shame and guilt around feeling like I need more faith than what Jesus is talking about, this is precisely why he uses a tiny increment of measurement. It is so very American of me to think that I just need a bigger kernel of faith to be able to handle the world, right? I just need more and more and more before I can even begin to witness who Jesus Christ is in my life. But this is why he uses a mustard seed. It's this really tiny, puny piece of nothingness that is all we need. And when we have this seed, this little droplet, this eyelash of faith, we can uproot a mulberry tree. Now, I'll be honest with you in that my faith and my daily struggles with faith don't generally center around gardening or removing trees from my life. I have no issue with mulberry trees, just for the record. But as always, Jesus uses mulberry trees for a very specific purpose. Anybody know why? I can get gardeners. Anybody know anything about mulberry trees? Deep roots and fast, right? They're like, psh, they run. They're an invasive species. They're a pain in the butt to deal with, right? These are roots that go and scatter fast and far and go deep. So dealing with a mulberry tree, trying to get it out of your property if you don't want it there, is a pain, and it takes over the land. Now, Jesus says, if you have faith like a mustard seed, this tiny bit of faith, you can get rid of this destructive, invasive plant. It's like this mustard seed of faith will get rid of all dandelions in yards. I know we have some strong feelings about dandelions in this congregation, right? You can get rid of mint, right? If you've ever had mint, you're like, okay, I'm going to plant a little bit of it. Next thing you know, you've got a forest of mint, right? It's invasive, right? With faith like a mustard seed, you can get rid of spruce beetles. Could you imagine? Spruce beetles are gone. Hallelujah, praise Jesus, let's go. But this image, this idea that something so small is not to shame us or make us feel bad about our lives as disciples, but is to actually comfort us, to remind us that when the world is messy and chaotic and the invasive species like hatred and prejudice and the abuse of power and all of the isms of the world are digging deep roots into the ground, they've run rampant, that all that is need is the tiniest of tinies, a mustard seed of faith. One of my favorite quotes that is attributed to Martin Luther is that even if I knew the world was ending tomorrow, I would plant an apple tree today. And I've always loved this idea that even if everything is going on a journey in a handbasket, I can still invest in the earth today. I can still plant hope for tomorrow. I can still be a witness to God's creation and how it feeds us today. I've also been thinking a lot about the song that Sue taught our kids. Was that just last week? And the chorus is a quote from Janice Stanfield saying, "I cannot do all the good that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do." Having faith like a mustard seed isn't about being the savior of the world. We have Jesus for that. And please remember that. When you're feeling overwhelmed at the pain and the invasive roots of prejudice and harsh things in the world, that we have Jesus. We are not the saviors. Thanks be to God. But having faith like a mustard seed is the reminder that we don't have to have this humpback whale size thing to understand or to be in relationship with God, to have the conviction to do good in the world or to plant apple trees or to be a reflection of Christ's love for the world. It's about having this tiny little thing that is powerful beyond belief. And it's in the seed. It's in this faith, this bit of hope, just a bit. That's all you need. Just a dabble, do ya? We can claim our voices for power when the division and hatred tries to take over and its roots run rampant. We can't fix it all, but we can reflect back through our words and deeds what we have Jesus for. And what do we have Jesus for? Is Jesus just a nice planter that sits on your front porch only to get thrown into the garbage once the frost comes? Is Jesus the garden vegetables that run out, right? They taste great, but then they're gone. Is Jesus the grass that turns brown and hibernates for winter? I hope not. Because for me, Jesus is the savior of the world whose love doesn't run out or hibernate or only serves to look pretty for pictures around the holidays. Jesus is the rich soil in which life will always continue to find a way to grow. Even when the seasons seem to beat down on it and the invasive species try to take root in it and terrible bugs find their way. Having faith the size of a mustard seed is to remind us that all God needs from us, all God wants from us, is just a tiny speck, a tiny, tiny little thing. One seed, one moment, 1 ounce, one breath. And in that, God is doing powerful things, like uprooting mulberry trees and recreating the world with us. Having faith the size of a mustard seed isn't to shame us, but to remind us that it's not up to us to save the world. And it's certainly not up to us to convince others that their faith isn't enough. Tomorrow may bring chaos not yet seen, but for today, we are called to do the good that we can, to love, to plant, to unite rather than divide, and to live into life with God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Thanks be to God. Amen.